Okay, it is Tuesday, February 18th, 2020. This is the Josephine County Board of Commissioners, BCC Conference Room. And it's our legal counsel update at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. All three commissioners are here. Item one is draft coordination letters.
Picking up where we left off, the discussion left off last week, I did go ahead and update the annual coordination letter. And so the letters to the three agencies, the federal agencies, are all identical. And I've put language in there that effectively removes the statutory references and just says, according to federal law, they're required to coordinate. And they know what we're talking about. The second and final paragraph there, I changed that up a little bit to clarify. So we'll give everyone an opportunity to look at that.
Right, adding the right-of-way language.
Yes, so that was something the board talked about last week.
It works for me.
Okay.
Yep.
Traditionally, this is done at a business session, so the discussion can proceed, it public comment can be taken, and just, you know, discussion can ensue.
Sounds good. So we'll move it forward to, not tomorrow, but the following?
Yeah.
Wednesday? Okay. Well, that was easy. Number one.
That was easy.
Number two, prospective advisory question for May ballot.
Yep, rumor had it that the board was possibly maybe thinking about doing an advisory question. And so
yes, we had second thoughts when I said no the first time.
Yeah.
It meant maybe.
Got it.
Do we have a, this is about questionnaire?
Just a timeline.
That's the timeline.
I think.
You see, it's getting pretty crunched. Still possible, but we're going to need to make a decision here.
You're too fast. I think if you leave the switch down longer.
What do we have to refresh my memory of what?
I think Rob's here to tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I was told that there was contemplation of a something related to springs. I did not get a lot of details of that mentioned. Should the county consider countywide spray moratorium or partial or all of the above? So I guess I'm here to answer questions and give you some rough numbers if you would like to go down that.
Right, with roadside spray has been talked about for a long time, and it seems to be ramping up in the Illinois Valley and Williams Valley about using alternative methods. And then, of course, with Monsanto being in some lawsuits nationwide, that also has perked the ears of some. And so I was wondering if we had time to ask the advisory question on the May ballot of changing countywide over to no more chemical roadside maintenance would cost a certain amount. Do you want to do it? Do you want us to put it on a real ballot and vote on it? And Rob was mentioning that maybe you could break it up into zones that, I don't know if they're already transportation or maintenance zones.
We've got five road districts would be probably the natural breakpoints.
Right. To offer it to different sectors of the county is another option. Either ask a countywide question, or when we do ask a countywide question, we find out that everybody in one area really voted for it. We could go back to them separate and say, your zone would just cost this much for you guys to have that.
The question I think needs to be asked if the voter comes back and says, we don't want you to spray.
Right.
Who's going to do it?
Well, there's alternative methods of steam and then just
I've been right. To numerous
we're still going to do
this
it.
On this subject. And, you know, and we've gone to Lane County. Who went? Did Lane go to steam or something for a while? Or
They went to mowing.
They just mow the Sonata. They still do, but they've actually backed off and they've resumed spraying in some areas they've decided they just can't do by mowing.
Where they found that they had noxious weeds that were poisoning. Mm-hmm. Feed for animals,
right?
And the mowing caused it to spread the weed and
let them off into the field
right.
Or whatever,
and some of the guardrail areas too.
So you know, there's always a spinoff, and I know you know we've had some machines that were brought to us from out in the way, and there, you know, we went to that, and there was some neat stuff there. You know, the steam thing was one of them.
Yeah, there's an industrial vinegar method I've heard of. I don't know if that works, but
so I don't. I think
smell like Easter all year
didn't
round.
Didn't you do a how well does it work kind of a thing on it.
An assessment?
And gave it to us. How does it work? I mean, you know, does it work better than chemicals, or, you know, what is the chemical process? Because we're hearing the chemical, oh yeah, it's all over, ruined my this and that and the other thing, but yet, you know, when we actually go to the people that laid the stuff down, they say no. So I don't know who to believe hardly anymore. I really don't.
We have
not. I see where you're going with it, but I don't know how we would formulate. I'd like to see the wording of a question that would go on the ballot, mm-hmm. that would give us some meat to deal with.
To talk about.
When the public comes back and says, don't spray anymore, then what gate does that
open? And we're willing to pay this much to have, because we know it costs more, is part of the question. And so there is time to put something on the May ballot, or we wouldn't even be sitting here. You'd already told me no, right? And so if we did that, Rob, do you have some sort of thumbnail sketch? And if we have an appetite to have him do more work on it, he could come back with a formal question.
Yeah, sure. So and just on, real quick on the alternative, we have not explored the vinegar or even salt. Put a salt out, yeah, he's going to die eventually, obviously. But, you know, I we have not explored those much. Everything we've researched and found online found there's no magic bullet. The steam may work a bit, but incredibly slow, incredibly expensive. So at some level, you're back to mowing.
Well, you don't create steam out of thin air. You've got to heat that water. It's got to be a lot of it.
The infrared was another one. Yeah, same thing. You basically have a bunch of torches pointing down at the ground, which beyond the fire hazard is, again, hugely energy intensive. I thought it was kind of interesting, just for kicks, I ran numbers on just the extra mowing we have to do in the Williams area instead of spraying. So it's about 1,700 gallons of fuel we put in that mower. That's 35,000 pounds of CO2 discharged in the atmosphere. So you can multiply that by a lot countywide. So at some level, I'm worried we're picking winners and losers. But putting that aside, so if we were to stop spraying altogether and go mowing, there's kind of three main categories. Number one is obviously mowing versus spraying. My guess is that costs us about $600,000 more a year, right off the top. We'd probably buy two more mowers that are going to be running a lot of the year. We end up with additional ditching costs, because when you don't spray, that stuff just gets a foot and a half high, and instead of the ditch, the graders being able to go through just a nice clean level, you're pulling out weeds like this that are destroying that ditch. So our guess is that's going to add another $100,000 to $200,000 bucks a year in ditching costs, because it just slows them down.
This is countywide numbers.
If we went countywide, right. And you know, the ditching crew is 10 guys. That crew's about $2,000 an hour. You've got two graders, you've got a berm loader, you've got five dump trucks, you've got a broom. It's a big intensive. So at $2,000 an hour, if their production gets cut by 30, 40, 50%, that's a whack. That's a bunch. The third cost we see is just more road surfacing. So without the spray, you get the grass encroaching on the edge. Horizon Hills is the example we always use. There's a lady that is in the no spray zone, but she sprays her frontage, and we've got better things to do than police her and say, don't do that. But you can see after 5 years, her side's perfect. The other side, there's grass growing through the cracks 5 years after we chip sealed it. So my guess is not spraying costs another $200,000 a year in road surfacing cost. And these are all, I think, low end. So all told, I'm thinking $800,000 or $900,000 of additional cost in the door to stop spraying countywide.
So then, but there's a cost to spraying too. I'm assuming the chemicals cost you money, and you're still putting diesel in something to go apply the spray.
These are all net. These are net of the cost. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So after. I pulled it out of the mowing cost there. Yeah. Okay. It's a nominal.
I would say, it costs you something to apply the spray.
All those things I just reeled off for $900,000 or $100,000 a year. Our total spray program, 55 days a year on the truck, we're about $130,000 for spray. So,
I heard you say 600 mowing, 200 ditching, and 200 road surface.
Yeah. So about $1 million extra cost, and I'm going to say we would save, if you will, $130,000 in not spraying.
That's the part. Okay.
Yeah. So I think if you're contemplating putting this on the ballot, it seems to me you'd have to put on a WAG cost. Here's the cost. I mean, unless you just want Public Works to absorb this cost, which we could, but. $800,000, that's three quarters of our chip seal program.
What would $800,000 add to the county's tax rolls, leaving the city out because it wouldn't have anything to do with it?
How
much per thousand?
Yeah, the rule of thumb is in a penny gets you $80,000, I think, and if you carve out the city, that's about a third of the assessed value, or 40%.
We probably shouldn't be quoted on that yet.
But so maybe a penny gets you $50,000, so to get to $800,000, yeah, you're talking 16 cents a thousand.
For $100,000.
I would also tell you $800,000 would get us about almost a mile and a half of sidewalk year every year.
So if it's $800,000 and it's 16 cents for $100,000, so for...
It'd be 16 cents per thousand.
Okay.
So it'd be $160 for a $100,000 home.
Right, and we'd carve out, what, City of Cape Junction and Grants Pass. I mean, I know it's a smaller number, but it's still part of it. So we wouldn't be doing their maintenance. It sounds like we'd have some long-term costs as well as far as machine maintenance.
When I cite the mowing costs, that's assuming an hourly operating rate of a mower. So it's depreciated over that lifespan. That's all captured, right?
Okay.
I would point out in 2015 they had that pesticide ban that was proposed as well. That did not pass in any of the four Williams area precincts. It was a slightly different, that was talking about all, quote, sides, pesticides, herbicides, all those things, but that did not pass in any of the four Williams precincts.
Huh. Interesting.
So,
I'm trying to get my hand wrapped around what a question would look like. You only have so many words that you can do there. Mm-hmm. And what would a question look like that told the whole story? Should we do this or that? This thing's pretty drawn out, you know, before we can actually get the answer, not that we're looking for, but the answer that we would like to give us for advisory, because it's strictly advisory, it's not binding. But I don't want us to go in a rabbit hole that we are creating a rabbit hole that there's no bottom to, because we didn't say it right. And then people come back and say, yeah, well, you said you were okay with 18 cents. Don't worry about it. We're going to put it on the ballot. They go, that isn't what we wanted. You know, that isn't. We didn't know about that.
Well, and we'd have, if we think it's a good question to ask, then we would ask Rob and Wally to try and draw up something.
Yeah.
And then we'd have to. Then we'd have something to argue about or know what the question was.
This is for May.
Yeah.
This is scheduled for May ballot.
So the resolution would have to be on next week's WBS in order for you to move forward. So
for
we're
May.
At the last, for May, we're at the last day, unless Thursday.
Right.
We could revisit it Thursday to vote to get it to weekly business session next week, but that would be...
That's pretty tight.
That's the deadline you're up to.
I was going to ask this. What's the harm with going so we have a little bit of time to do it right and put it on the November ballot so we get good information back? What's wrong with the November ballot? We can't put them on there or not? Yes, no?
So you can, but I think what I understood from Commissioner Fowler in our last conversations was if you put the advisory on now, then you'd come back in November with the actual ballot.
Ask the question.
And November ballot in a presidential election year has got the greatest turnout of any election. And so the potential of really getting a voice of what the intent is, that would be a time that you would ask a question potentially.
Yeah. And it...
Participation.
Correct.
You'd have greater participation.
I mean, so it's not, the fire advisory question, which was our last one, had a 65% yes, but it was a 30% turnout. So when you think of 65% of 30% is actually 20% of the voters,
right. That's
not really indicative of what the whole area's opinion is necessarily, but it is of those who turned out, but it was not a high turnout. So when you are facing this year, it would be the time, if you wanted to do an advisory, if you did it in May, you'll get a high turnout. And then the question in November, you'll get a high turnout.
Right. Well, and I'm of a mind to put it on there. That's why I brought it up. I wanted to know if it was possible. I wanted to know if the ballpark of the price. And that, I think that's the way to ask this question, because we are not a rich county and we can't do this on our own. We have to have a funding source to match to that.
So the cost is going to be lower the more people that's in it.
Right.
If you break it down by the five districts, one district potentially is going to be paying a lot more.
Right.
If you spread it out over a greater economy of scale. The other alternate, however, is that if it costs more in this district, should that district be paying more because that's the cost in their district versus the other district subsidizing the cost of another district? So you have to weigh in the balance. Which do you ask? Break it down by district and you send five questions and each question by district. So you can send a question to District 1 and say, this would be your cost in this district. You can send a different question to District 2, this would be your cost in this district and all five. Or you can send the one to all districts and one cost. But
and let the debate go on whether one community is subsidizing another.
And they all have breakfast at Elmer's and all have a different idea. They all have different costs.
Yes, and that could be
how
confusing.
Come we're this and how
mine
come
says
that's
it's this,
this.
Yours says it's this. You'd have to be very clear that this is the cost in your district, which is not all of the county. You'd have to make sure the wording is exact for that.
Well, and so I kind of like the idea with that information, because I think that's pretty well said, Commissioner, that I'd ask the whole county. And if it's a yes, or if it's a near 50-50, we might find that one community voted for it, and we can ask them a follow-up question. Now, if we just did it in yours, because the cost will change if you're doing two methods and split effort and
I hope, and it sounds like in the meetings that I've sat through, I hope it's not a preconceived notion from the folks that live there that if we don't spray, that whatever it is the exact same or less cost to get the job done. The main thing is, what does it cost to get that job done, and then the various ways that it can get done, and they all have a different price tag. That it's not, gee, well, you don't have to spray, so therefore, if you don't have to spray, you can buy the steam machine and then you can do the steam machine and for cheaper than you can the spray, because it's just water and so on and so forth. I don't want that, you know, to be a big surprise. I want everybody to understand that there is a cost, no matter what you do to get rid of roadside vegetation, whether you do it yourself or whether we do it, or it's steam, water, vinegar, trail mix, I don't care what it is. But there's a cost to it.
Let me ask, let's say this happens, we adopt a policy, we start doing non-chemical treatment of our roadside veg. What about ODOT's highways? Do they do their own roadside maintenance, and what method do they use? So we wouldn't be, if they're still using chemicals and we're not.
And the county restriction has no authority over ODOT's
decision. And so, we aren't a spray-free county.
No.
Necessarily, because
I'm going to look at Wally and assuming we're just putting a ban on use of herbicides in county right away.
Really?
Is what we're arguing here.
Yeah.
Right. And so there'd still be some roads that were done with chemicals regardless of our action.
And then the city still does their own. But I would say ultimately the other thing we have to keep in mind is that we have countywide the cost of the road maintenance. And if you leave it to individuals, we still bear the cost of the road maintenance. And so there is an incurred cost, not just in that, but what is the incurred cost of the effectiveness on the road maintenance? Of that mowed grass getting underneath the edge and letting water in and deteriorating the sides, and it's not as an effective process.
Rob tried to quantify that, but I'm sure it's a little bit of crystal ball too.
Yeah, I can say I think that, you know, $800,000 or $900,000 a year extra causes, that's as good a guess as I can get you. But you know, again, that's 3/4 of our chip seating program in a year. That's almost 2 miles of sidewalk installed in a year. Lord knows how many bike ped trails. I mean, if we're really talking about some kind of holistic global make things healthier, to me, this is the worst way to get there. I think we're trying to scratch an itch we shouldn't be trying to scratch.
Okay, appreciate that.
There's an element of risk here, too.
Yes?
In that, probably once or twice a year, a collision, a bad event occurs on one of the roads, and the notice of tort claim comes in, and the county had better be doing its vegetation management in a certain prescribed way, unless we got some answer to do to the plaintiff's car, plaintiff's bar.
That's interesting.
I can flesh that out in the memo if it would be interesting.
Right. What's that?
Mowing started a fire near Eugene last summer. I will tell you, when I floated this, that it was being discussed after that meeting out last year in Williams at the quarterly emergency management board. There's about 8 or 10 fire folks, and there was a cluster of, you're doing what? Those roads are fire breaks. That is the plain and simple truth. Those roads are fire breaks, and if we are not able to spray, you're cutting that fire break from probably 80 feet down to 24 feet. I get it. You guys are in a tough spot. It's kind of the flavor du jour, but.
Well, it seems like having community members organize and take care of their own is not working. that there's missed areas that we have to leapfrog, that the ditches are all connected. There's some inherent problems with that.
I think there's some areas out in Williams that they've demonstrated they keep right up with it and they do a good job.
And there are some.
But as you're saying, it's not consistent down the road. You've got to send a truck out there to do a quarter of a mile because the rest of it's all being taken care of by neighbors.
And it's the easiest.
You still got to send the truck out
it's
to
the easiest
quarter
little
mile.
Fruit, frankly.
You know, you still have that cost.
They're
doing 5% of the need on 30 miles. It's passes with a string trimmer and a mower.
Well, we can only hope that, I'd like to see if we were going to do this in May, mm-hmm. we're going to have to really get on it. And I don't know if that's possible.
Well, they haven't said no yet.
But not for the lack of trying, but it won't be possible if we don't try.
Right.
So I think it's something that we need to look, bring the powers to be and get something written up and then we take a look at it. Does that make sense? Is that an ask?
Yeah.
Pat?
Commissioner Morgan?
I think
Wong's ready. I've seen that list before.
Let's come back on Thursday.
Yeah, I would say let's bring back a draft of what it could be on Thursday. We can vote on that time to see if it's enough to go forward.
And see if it touches.
And see if you can sleep on that number.
And to touch.
If it comes up right.
Well, I want to make sure we're going to get back information, pertinent information, we make a decision.
So to Commissioner Morgan's point, we're going with 5 road districts. I'm assuming I'm going to just use road mileage as the bottom line threshold because it's otherwise we're saying it grows a little bit. Better here, not as well here.
No, that's just on average road miles.
So the next question is, should I work with the assessors to get some ballpark real market values by district? Because I promise you, if we take out districts 2 and 3, that's kind of the Grants Pass, North and South, districts 1, 4, and 5, it's going to be probably twice that per thousand. Is my
I think
guess.
Assessed value, not real market value.
Well, I'm saying, yes, but yeah, but do that by just road district as well?
I don't think it needs to be done by district. We're just going to ask the whole county.
Whole county.
Okay. Yep.
Costs.
We'll break it down later. There's no time to put 5 districts together.
Because it would be a nightmare. For
that'd be messy. Yeah.
Clerk's office.
So let's just ask if there's an overall appetite, and we'll go from there, and look at the question and decide if we want to ask.
Okay.
Thank you guys for being responsive.
I'm comfortable
on that one. Okay, that was item 1 and 2. Shall we move on?
We didn't put additional matters from commissioners here, so, okay, are you sticking around?
Sure, what the heck. He's got
something. No, I know, but I had a question for you.
He's sticking around.
I think it's Andrea next, the Applegate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Your executive session next.
I can hang for that one.
Yep. Okay, well then let's do it. Today is Tuesday, February 18th, 2020, and it is 2:23. Josephine County Board of Commissioners will now meet in executive session for the following agenda items. Executive Session 3A, request referencing county real property by Public Works, ORS 192.6602E. 3B is county property at 400 Sunny Valley Loop Road, ORS 192.6602E. Item 3C is county potential purchase of property on Quartz Creek Road, ORS 192.6602E. And item 3D is a confidential memo referencing Josephine County Code Section JCC 5.15, also ORS 192.6602F, actually. And so the approved representatives of the news media and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. All other members of the audience are asked to leave the room. No electronic devices shall be used for recording at this time. Approved representatives of the news media are specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any of the deliberations or anything said about these subjects during the executive session, except to state the general subject of the session as previously announced. No decision may be made in executive session. At the end of the executive session, we'll return to open session and welcome the audience back into the room. So I'll be turning off the recorder. It is now 2:24.
Here we are. Go ahead. I'm going to run to the restroom.
Sure.
And I'll be back by the time.
We're back at 3:15. And item 3A, we got an update on the property. Item 3B, we got an update on that property, where it's at in the queue. And we're going to deal with item 3C at number 4. In one moment, and then item 3D, we got an update on the mining permit process. So item 4 is county purchase of property on Quartz Creek Road, which guess I'd entertain a motion to move it to the...
Just consensus to...
Nope, it's just consent, okay. Then we will put it on the consent calendar.
No, I wouldn't say that, probably admin, the admin portion of the business.
Oh, right, it's too small a number for consent, isn't it?
It's, well, $200,000.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yep, okay, so we'll put it on the administration.
Yes.
Administration section. Wendy will put it in the right place.
She will.
So that's item four. Item five is additional subjects or matters from commissioners. Is there anything else that we want to...
None since 11 o'clock this morning.
Nothing's changed since then. Was there anything else we were going to do during this meeting? I don't think so, and Willie's not here, but that doesn't matter. We can still end this meeting. And it is 3:17.